Learn from top professors on the road or in your home with Learn 25.
Professor Ian Boxall is a British New Testament scholar and an expert on the Book of Revelation. He is currently Associate Professor of New Testament at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. He received his master's degree and doctorate in the New Testament, as well as his bachelor's degree in theology from the University of Oxford, where he wrote his dissertation on Revelation. Before moving to the United States in 2013, Professor Boxall taught the New Testament in the United Kingdom for more than 20 years, first at Chichester Theological College from 1992 to 1994, and then at the University of Oxford from 1994 to 2013. Among Professor Boxall's publications are a number of books on the Book of Revelation, including Revelation, Vision and Insight, published by SPCK in 2002, The Revelation of John, published by Continuum and Hendrickson in 2006, and Patmos in the Reception History of the Apocalypse, published by Oxford University Press in 2013. He is also the author of Discovering Matthew, published by Eerdmans in 2015, and two undergraduate study guides to the New Testament, New Testament Interpretation, and The Books of the New Testament, published by SCM Press in 2007. He was previously editor of Scripture Bulletin, the journal of the Catholic Biblical Association of Great Britain.
Lecture 1. John, Understanding the Spiritual Gospel. Welcome to our journey through the Gospel of John, also called the Fourth Gospel. And to help us get our bearings, I want to start with the following quotation. It is surely like a river, which is wide and deep, in which a lamb may walk and an elephant swim. Like a river, in which a lamb may walk and an elephant swim. Those words were written about 1400 years ago by a prominent Roman politician who went on to become a monk and then Bishop of Rome. We know that man as Pope Gregory the Great, who was Pope from 590 to 604. Now, Pope Gregory wasn't speaking specifically about the Gospel of John. He was making a general point about the Bible. But if this image is true about the scriptures in general, then many scholars think that it's especially true of the Gospel according to John. On one level, John's Gospel can be grasped by the lambs among us, those who can only walk in the shallows. It tells the story of a human life, the human life of Jesus of Nazareth. It's an earthy story of human friendships and human quarrels. It's a story in which people get drunk at weddings, water is collected from wells, and occasionally Jesus plays in the mud. It's a story about life, sickness, death, and bereavement. It talks about encounters in the city and encounters in the countryside. Lambs can wade in its shallows without risk of drowning. On the other hand, there's far more to this story than at first meets the eye. It has deep waters, which are deep enough for elephants to swim in. In John, Jesus speaks words which appear straightforward on the surface, but then the reader is left with the feeling that there's more to Jesus' words than meets the eye. He can speak puzzlingly about being born from above, about living water, about being lifted up. He can frustrate our normal use of tenses. Before Abraham was, I am. And at times a reader of John can feel as though she has moved from a human story into the realms of Star Wars, a cosmic battle between the light and the dark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?